I forgot at the beginning of Mass to introduce some of the people who are here at the altar with me in case you do not know them. The other priest that's here with me who just read the gospel is Father Joseph Chan, and he has a great love for Trinity and wanted to be present at the graduation. So thank you, Father Joseph, for being here. And the illustrious altar server we have this evening is Mr. Brad Brown. He is studying to become a deacon, and in just a month from now, he'll be ordained a deacon, and he'll be able to stand here and pound the pulpit and preach at Mass. And of course, you already know the two people to my right, Mr. Zach Edwards and Dr. Karen Hollenbeck. And I wanted to just point out the fact that this will be Dr. Karen Hollenbeck's last graduation. She is also graduating from Trinity this evening. Would you warmly welcome everybody who's here as a guest? Many years ago, I heard this song by the band called Brooks and Dunn called Only in America. And maybe you've heard it. It made me think of school students and this evening, of course, our Trinity graduates. The song started like this. Sun coming up over New York City. School bus driver in a traffic jam. Staring out at the faces in a rearview mirror. Looking at the promise of the promised land. It continued. One kid dreams of fame and fortune. One kid helps pay the rent. One could end up going to prison. One might just be president. The refrain of the song goes like this. Only in America, dreaming in red, white, and blue. Only in America, where we dream as big as we want to. As I look out at the faces of our eighth grade graduates of Trinity, I am keenly aware that I'm also looking at the promise of the promised land. Our students come from very diverse backgrounds, and they also have very diverse dreams of what their future will be like. We also hope that here at Trinity, we have helped them to dream as big as they want to. That, by the way, is one of the reasons my parents sent me and my brother and sister to Catholic schools, so that we could do whatever we desired and dreamed with our lives. And we have. My brother is a senior vice president of a major international retail chain. My sister is a religious education teacher at her church, married with five kids. And I'm a priest and luckily not in prison. Catholic schools help students to dream big. In the gospel today, Jesus is also, in a sense, about to graduate from this world and return to his heavenly home, to his Father. And as Jesus looks at the faces of his apostles around the table at the Last Supper, he also sees the promise of the promised land. Their dreams were diverse, and their futures were full of hope and adventure. Heck, many of them would even end up in prison for their faith. And none of them would be president. Why? Well, because their dreams were so big that they were bigger than this world. That is, they always dreamed of heaven and the glory that awaited them there. Jesus was about to graduate from this world through his death and resurrection. But the apostles were also about to graduate from the very first Catholic school where Jesus was the teacher. And the divine teacher had inspired them to dream as big as they want to. Catholic schools help children to dream big. If there's one piece of advice that I could give our graduates this evening, it would be to dream big. That is why your parents have made so many sacrifices to send you to a Catholic school. It was not easy for them for you to come here. so that you could pursue your dreams. Because here you will get a great start. In some ways, you will be ahead of your peers when you get to high school. This school is a kind of down payment on your dreams, thanks to your parents. But I would invite you also not only to not to limit your dreams to this world, but also to include heaven. In other words, don't just ask yourself, what is my biggest dream for my life? But also ask, what is God's dream for me? What does God dream that I will become? God's will is the biggest possible way our dreams can be realized, because there we will find the greatest joy and peace and love and fulfillment. Boys and girls, you are the promise of the promised land. And soon, the destiny of our world will be in your hands. God help us. Dream big and don't end up in prison. Praised be Jesus Christ.